You're listening to the SEO Mindset Podcast. Now, we are not your typical how to do SEO podcast. No, we are not. With the help of our guests, we cover those all important topics around career development, personal growth, and mental health for those working in the SEO industry. You got to be working on your own internal algorithm. Like what we did there. So if you like the sound of our podcast and you think this is a bit of me, shall we crack on with this week's episode? Hello there and welcome to another episode of the SEO Mindset Podcast, where your hosts are myself, Sarah McDowell, and my co-host, the Zen Queen, that is of course Tasman Sullivan, with episodes going out each and every Thursday. This week we're doing things a little differently. Our dear friend Greg Gifford joins both me and Tasman for an episode. This is why the episode is a little longer. We just could not stop chin wagging. Later on in the year, during Brighton SEO, the three of us are collaborating to do a session together, which is very exciting. Each of us will be doing a separate 20-minute talk, but each one has been planned together and complement each other. So each one will sort of build on the last person's talk. The session is called Mindset for SEO, and Tasman will kick things off with setting yourself up for career success. I'll then be talking about working smarter, not harder, to avoid burnout, and the lovely Greg will finish things off with talking all things future career progression. We invited Greg on the podcast because, well, one, why not? He is a fabulous human, but also to talk about topics that relate to our session during Brighton SEO. So during this podcast episode, during this conversation, we cover so much. We talk about importance of mental health in SEO, career progression and networking, value of conferences, why it's important to build a strong foundation for career success, and so much more. Who is Greg? Now, most will already know of Greg, but for those who don't, Greg Gifford is the Chief Operating Officer at Search Lab, a boutique digital marketing agency delivering local SEO and PPC services across the US and Canada. He's not only one of the most sought-after speakers in the SEO world, appearing across global digital conferences, but also the engaging host of the Local Search Tuesday's video series, known for delivering sharp, actionable local SEO insights. Based in the US, he's a movie-obsessed Disney and Star Wars geek, sporting multiple tattoos of favorite characters, and when he's not shaping marketing strategy, you'll find him snowboarding or geeking out in film trivia. Before I play you this week's episode, just a reminder of how you can support me and Tasman. First things first, help spread the podcast. Shout our podcast from the rooftop. Share our episode. Share the podcast with your friends, family, colleagues, anyone and everyone. You can also give us a one-off donation. So of course there's costs involved in running a podcast, so your support would be greatly appreciated, and you can do that for less than a cup of coffee. So if you fancy giving us a one-off donation, you can follow the link in our show notes. Big shout out and thank you to everyone who has already done so. All right, shall we crack on with this week's episode? Hello and a very warm welcome to our special guest, that is Greg. Hello, hello.
It's kind of cool to be here after hearing so many episodes before to actually be on the show. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, I mean, that does warm our heart that you are a regular listener and you're very excited to be on an actual episode and, you know, the behind the scenes action, so to speak.
Yeah, like, I'm feeling a lot of pressure right now because, like, what if I'm an awful podcast guest?
I can't imagine that those two things would ever be a thing. Greg being an awful podcast guest, that's never going to happen. Never, ever going to happen.
I mean, don't challenge me, because I could make that happen.
Greg, I might have to dive in and be Auntie Taz here. Considering what we're going to be talking about, that's not a great way to start.
Right? All of a sudden you're like, wow, maybe it wasn't a great idea to do this presentation together.
I mean, we've never had to kick a guest off our show yet, but you don't know.
That sounds like a challenge too. We got to change direction or this is going to go really off the rails.
Okay, so the reason the three of us are together is because we're doing something quite exciting. We're doing something quite special. So the three of us have teamed up. We're doing a collaboration and we're all coming together to do one cohesive session at Brighton SEO. And it's going to be awesome because we've all worked on this whole presentation together. So we're each going to be speaking about a particular topic for 20 minutes, but each of the topics have been selected to kind of support and complement each other. So the whole session is called Mindset for SEO. And the idea is in each of our sessions, we're going to be talking about different things. So Tasmin, just briefly, what is your topic?
So it will be about mindset and how you, by harnessing the right mindset, you can be in the driver's seat and be proactive in your career development rather than reactive.
And then my session will follow on from Tasmin's, and my session will all be about working smarter, not harder, to avoid that burnout. And then Greg will be the grand finale. And Greg,
I'm going to be talking about how to have the right mindset to level up your career and think about the future. So it's more about using networking groups and communities to have other people to talk to. It's about building your own personal brand so you can level up your career and your salary. And then I'm going to have a little bit at the end talking about how to get to speak at more conferences, because a lot of people always want to know how they can make that happen.
So what we'll make sure is that we'll put a link in the show notes to Brighton SEO so you can go and find out about our talks, you can go and get yourself a ticket, all of that lovely stuff. But the idea of this episode is to give you guys a bit of a teaser, really, and to talk about our different topics. Because they're all very important in their own right. And yeah, we're just very excited. And Greg, you're a bit of a Brighton SEO veteran, aren't you?
Yeah, I lose track because it's been so long. I think this fall will be 11 or 11 and a half years of me coming to every Brighton SEO in Brighton.
I mean,
so I am, when I first started going to Brighton SEO, I had a brown beard. Like, that gives you some insight right there. But this, wow. Actually, the thing that I think is crazy about this is we're close approaching a year from when I ran into you in the lobby at Brighton SEO in the fall version almost a year ago, and we were just chatting, and I kind of said, you know, it would be really cool if the three of us did a talk together, and we were like, hey, there might be something really cool there, and we talked to Brighton about it, and they were like, that's a great idea, let's do it. And I don't know, but this might be the first time that anyone has done a cohesive presentation between three people at Brighton SEO.
I think we can be bold and we can say that, can't we?
We can say it, even if it's not true. Let's make that claim.
We could be trendsetters. Like, after this session, lots of people will be doing that.
And then we knew it was meant to be, because in April at Brighton SEO, Tasmin was my moderator. So, like,
yes,
it was like the stars were aligning and we knew that this connection was going to work.
Sarah, can I just say, when I saw him on the stage in his, like, he's like this energy boost going around the stage, and I was thinking, oh my, usually people want to go from chaos to calm, us three, because the way we are structured on the day, it's going to be calm to chaos, because I'm going to be the Zen one, then it'll be you in the middle, and then there'll be the finale of Greg.
But I think that's going to be a good progression, though, because I'm clearly a little bit wacky on stage. If I was first, it would be a weird vibe to go from lots of energy back down to Zen. So, like, I think the progression, like, the buildup, not only in the throughput of the topics and how they line up, but ending with me being all me on stage, I think will make it really epic.
Does this mean is it crescendo?
Yes, what's a music?
Yeah, Greg will be the crescendo.
Crescendo, that's a lovely musical term to use. Does that mean that I'm somewhere in between the two of you then? Am I like a mixture of a little bit calm, but also a little bit high? Because I have been told I can have sort of golden retriever energy, like excited by life. So maybe it would be, start Zen, then we start building up, and then the crescendo. I'm imagining you coming on stage, Greg, and we've got, what are those cymbals going on? A marching band.
We should get everyone in the audience to have some cymbals.
Or they have things over here. I don't know if they have them in the UK, but it's these, like, it almost looks like a balloon, but it's like a harder plastic than a balloon. And it's big, and it's like this long. And they hand them out at sports events, and you blow both of them up, and then you beat them together, and it makes this, like, really loud noise. It'd be funny if we passed those out to everybody, and then just, like, everybody in the other rooms is like, what is going on back there in Syndicate 1 and 2?
Oh, my gosh, this is the chaos. We are bringing the chaos. The good kind.
But I think it's really cool that, you know, like, we talked about this when we were first chatting about it in the lobby. Most of the presentations at any digital marketing conference tend to be, here's how to do SEO, here's how to do digital marketing, here's how to do digital PR and link building or whatever. And it's just a very much like a tactical, here's how to do this one part of your job better. And I like that Brighton has started to branch out and have some of these, like, mental health focused presentations and, you know, how to avoid burnout, how to think about career the right way. And I love the fact that they're letting us do this together, where I don't really think a single one of us is going to talk about any sort of digital marketing tactics. It's all about taking care of yourself. And I think it's a cool vibe. And, like, especially after having done Brighton SEO for more than a decade, it's always fun when I get to talk about something different and not just come back and talk about SEO or link building again.
Right.
And it's so important. And conferences, going to conferences is really important to expand your knowledge. And yes, whilst those more technical, hands-on, how to do specific things are important, so is the topics that we're going to be talking about, the mindset, the mental health aspect, the career progression, the looking after yourself. And it's the whole reason the SEO Mindset podcast exists in the first place, isn't it, Tasmin?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, when you and I had that first conversation, that was the driver. That was what we wanted to be able to give back to the community. So this is even, you know, taking it up to another level. Really happy, really, really grateful to be able to do this.
This will be good for the podcast too, because we're all like mindset titled presentations, and it's obviously both of you. So, like, we'll have the built-in fan base of all the people that listen anyway, but I think this will bring you new listeners too.
Fingers crossed, Greg. We're never going to turn away new listeners. and I suppose what I would like to say is, when you are coming to Brighton SEO and you're looking at the different talks, why you should come to us is because the topics that we're going to be covering. So Tasmin's going to be talking about mindset. I'm going to be talking about burnout and working smarter, not harder. Greg's going to be talking about, okay, further career progression and people in your circles, your network, and all of those lovely stuff as well. Like, it's an add-on. So yes, go to your more theory, hands-on, practical how to do stuff, but really come along to our sessions, because we're gonna give you the tools, the tips. We're not gonna trip anyone up. the tips and strategies to implement. So yeah, that you can implement to make sure that you're getting the most out of your career. Right? Is that a right way of thinking about it?
Well, yeah, for sure, because if you really think about it, anybody that goes to any type of digital marketing conference, Brighton SEO being a perfect example, you're going to the conference to make your career better in the end. Most people look at it more of, I want to go learn cutting-edge tactics. I want to learn things that are going to help me, if I'm in-house, do better things for my company that I'm working for, if your agency or freelance, do better things for my clients. And it's always a focus of all the presentations, if you really boil it down, this is how to do better things for other people. Ours is how to do better things for yourself. So I feel like it's a cool focus. And after, you know, we were talking before we were recording about how, you know, sometimes the later afternoon stuff on the second day of the conference isn't as great of a time slot because you don't have as many people there. But I kind of feel like it's going to be a cool way to tie up the event for everybody, because you're going to be, you know, either all or almost all tactics Thursday and Friday. And then you finish the day with, all right, you've learned all this great stuff about how to do better stuff for your clients or for your company. Now here's how to do better stuff for yourself.
100% agree. Tasmin, what are your thoughts on this?
I'm going to say this as humbly as I can. I think coming to the talk is a no-brainer, because like Greg, you said, you're going to a conference to progress your career. By not coming to the talk, you're basically saying, I don't need to learn anything. I know how, I know my mindset's mastered, I know all about productivity, I have nothing else to learn about personal branding, speaking at conferences, I've got all of this covered. So, I don't know, was that humbly done, do you think?
No, that was great.
You know, there'll be talks about technical things that I won't want to go to. There'll be talks about content that somebody else might not want to go to. I can understand the choosing element on that. But if you look at the three of us and the careers that we've had, the experiences that we've lived, if people say, actually, you know what, there's nothing those three could teach me, then okay, fine. I'm sure there will be some people. I think it would be really, really valuable to come along.
Definitely. And I think as well, we're all coming at it in that different ways from different angles. Like your experience, Tasmin, is going to be very different to Greg, and my experience too. So yeah, when it comes to anything related to your mindset, well-being, mental health, those interpersonal soft skills, they are never a nice to have. They are an essential, because you might be clued up on all these technical skills and you know what you're doing in that department and you've got that tick, yeah, sorted, box is ticked. If you're not looking after yourself, then you're going to run into issues. You're going to run into like getting burnt out. You're going to not be able to have conversations with people. You're not going to be able to know what's right for you when it comes to career progression. So
yeah,
all of this stuff that we're talking about, it's often seen as like a nice to have or a fluffy subject, but actually it's the core. It underpins everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you haven't got this stuff sorted, then you're kind of on a shaky foundation.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of a house, right? If you build a house on a shaky foundation, it's not going to last the wind that hits it, the rain that hits it. And it's the same with yourself, right? You've got to build a solid foundation and structure for yourself, because life throws you curveballs, both in your professional life and in your personal life. I mean, yeah. I'm going to share a bit of that during my talk, because 2024 was a bit of a, yeah, life threw me and my partner some massive curveballs, and it was a massive, we learned stuff. Do you know what I mean? But you can't, there's going to be stuff that happens to you that is outside of your control. Yeah. And if you can do stuff to you personally, and you can work on yourself, then you're going to be better set up when life throws you challenges, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think I should try to be humble like Tasman was trying to be, but I kind of feel like this is going to be one of the most important presentations of this next Brighton SEO, because sure, everybody goes to a conference to learn skills and tactics to level up their career, but how many, I mean, look at, you know, I mean, most of the audience skews like mid to late 20s, right? It's people fairly early in their career. How many people in their mid to late 20s know where they're going to be 20 years later in their career? You don't. And learning those skills helps you today, but now when you get a promotion and now you're a manager over the SEO department, or you go some other direction, those skills are important, but now you have to have additional skills. Like, as you progress your career, the skills that you need to do the job for the seat that you're in are going to change. The stuff that we're talking about applies to everyone at any level of their career. And it's going to help you think about the future in a way that a lot of people, I don't think, consider. You know, like, people aren't thinking. Yeah. People are like, right now, the big buzz is AI, right? How is AI going to affect your career? Like, is AI going to kill SEO? Do we call it AIO? Do we call it GEO? Do we call it LLMO or whatever? Like, all these people are arguing about what we call it, and everybody's figuring, hey, this is a big opportunity for us to, like, take things to the next level, and it's this exciting period where we're all trying to figure stuff out. It's like what SEO was 20 years ago. But nobody's thinking about, okay, cool, that all these AI talks are going to get you through the next 6 months to a year. But things are changing so quickly. A year from now, the stuff that you learn at Brighton SEO this time about AI probably isn't going to be that applicable to your job. This is something, collectively, our entire presentation between the three of us, this is information that's relevant to your career for the rest of your working life. I mean, really, it is. Like, I mean, it sounds not humble, but it's
totally
true.
Totally agree. Something that made me really sad. I was on one of these community platforms, and this girl was saying how all of the changes was making her feel really anxious, and she wanted to take another course. And I said, well, "What do you want to take the course on?" And she was, you know, talking about another AI course. I'm thinking, learn how to handle your stress and anxiety. That's what's going to help you. Not doing another course. Yes, do it. I'm not saying don't do it. But mindset, productivity, all of this stuff is going to set people up in really good stead. And somebody, I was talking to a manager who was saying people spend their training budget to come and, you know, they buy a ticket to, for example, Brighton SEO. And then there's no budget left to do anything else. This is giving you a masterclass on career progression, how to progress your career in a way that is authentic, way sustainable, and you're basically getting a lot of, what's the phrase? Bang for your buck. Yes, there you go.
So, Greg and Tasman, I think we take a short break and let our listeners consume that information and let it ruminate in their brain. And what I think would be good in part two is if we just spend a couple of minutes on each of our topics just to talk about them and why we picked them, why they're important, and, yeah, like how why people can't not come to the talks, really.
Right.
So does that sound like a plan? We'll take a short break and then part two, we'll talk about our individual talks in a bit more detail.
Let's do it.
Sarah here, and I hope you don't mind if I quickly borrow you. Are you enjoying the podcast? Do you like what me and Tasmin are doing? If yes, why not support us for the same price as a Starbucks, Costa, or your favourite local coffee shop coffee? You can give us a one-off tip or a monthly donation. If you fancy doing that, follow the link in the show notes. You can also follow us on social media. We're on LinkedIn and Instagram. Just search the SEO Mindset Podcast and let us know how we're doing. Connect with us, chat to us, and also get more tips and advice.
Hi, Tasmin here. Are you looking to take your career to the next level? Be more visible, earn more, but also take care of your well-being and have work-life harmony? Well, I can help you because I'm offering you a free 30-minute consultancy call. Together, we can go through where you want to be and how to get there. Simply click on the link in the show notes, fill in a form, and I'll get back to you.
I'm so excited. The live podcast is back, folks. That's right. The SEO Mindset and Search with Candor podcast are collaborating again. That means myself, Tasmin, and our dear, dear friend, Jack Chambers Ward, are recording a podcast episode in front of a live audience the night before Brighton SEO. So that is Wednesday, the 22nd of October. We kick off at 7 o'clock and the title is Social Health is the Key to Career Success. So come along to discover how nurturing social connections and being intentional with your inner circle can help and elevate your professional career and journey. This is a free event. There is no cost to attend. And we'll also be throwing in free food, snacks, and drinks. The last couple of events have sold out and we ended up with a waiting list. Bonkers, I know. So if this sounds a bit of you, so if you're going to be attending Brighton SEO or you live in or around Brighton, so you don't have to be attending Brighton SEO conference to come along to our event. So if you're around and you fancy coming along, grab your tickets today before they all go. We'll pop a link in the show notes so you can do that. We very much look forward to seeing you all there on the night. Jasmine and Greg, are you still with us?
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Be very
now I'm gone.
Awkward.
Yeah.
Huh? Where's Greg gone? He's just vanished from the screen. So I think the first half was really good to chat to you guys about the importance of the topics that we're bringing to Brighton SEO, the softer skills, mental health, all of that lovely stuff. And we've given some really great examples, shared our experiences and stuff there. So what I think would be really good is if we go into a bit more detail about our different topics. I keep wanting to say on the night, but it's not on the night, it's on the afternoon, in the afternoon. It doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? But as you are the first speaker of our session, Tasmin, why did you pick mindset? Why is that important for people to get right?
Because it controls so much of what you do. And I'm not saying that mindset is the only thing. I think also, you know, there are other elements. But basically, you get up and you do what you do. And the next day will be the same. And the next day will be the same. And the next day will be, by and large, the same. And that's how most people live their lives. If you want to elevate your career, if you want to elevate your life, you've got to start with elevating your thinking. Mm. Because otherwise, why would you do anything differently?
100%. 100%.
And I think when you can master your mindset, you'll progress your career. You do end up going into a bit of a plateau because, you know, you've got to that level. Then you need to progress it, you know, ramp it up again. But you know the tools. You know it's about how you speak to yourself, self-reflection, knowing who you are, knowing what you want, knowing that the hard thing that you're doing isn't something to complain about. It's building your resilience, and that resilience is going to help you. So it's everything. I'm working with a new coach, and we had our first one-to-one a couple of weeks ago, and she said, what do you want to achieve? And I said, I wanted to do this, but I don't know if I can. And she said, you sort your mindset out, I'll help you get the rest.
Wonderful.
Smart.
Very, very smart. Very, very smart.
Smart woman.
So people, you should be, if you're coming to Brighton, make sure that you come along to Tasmin's talk, because she's going to help you get your mindset right. And I suppose I have a quick question for you, Tasmin. For those coming to the conference, what is one quick tip or one quick bit of advice that you'd give people to look after their mindset while they're in the conference setting? Because obviously you're going to be talking about mindset in lots of different areas and stuff, but as we're talking about Brighton SEO and other conferences, what would be that one tip?
Just own the experience. Ownership is so key. Whether it's owning your career, owning the Brighton experience, owning anything, don't just let it fly by. And again, that relates to career, life in general. And this is something I learned very, very late. I just thought, if I keep on working hard, somebody will notice what I'm working hard at, and they will just give me this opportunity on a platter. And Sarah, I wasted too many of my decades waiting to be recognized, seen, all of this good stuff. Own the experience. What do you want from it? What do you want to learn? Who do you want to meet? What do you want to build? And you will be, you know, already so much better than so many other people.
I don't know about you, Greg, but I'm excited.
Like, that was such an excellent point.
Such an excellent point. So I follow Tasmin, and I mean, it's going to be hard to follow Tasmin, but yes, I'll be following Tasmin, and my talk is all about working smarter and harder. No, that's definitely not what my talk is. My talk is working smarter, not harder. Very, very different. And how to avoid burnout. And the reason I picked that topic is everyone thinks that to be successful to yourself or to peers, that you've got to work hard, and working harder and harder gains you more and more success, however that success may look like to you. However, that is not the mantra here. Yeah, working smarter, not harder, is better, because there is a way that you can achieve all your goals that you want to achieve. There's a way that you can be proud of yourself or do stuff that's aligned with your morals, your values, your ethics, but isn't at the detriment of yourself, because burnout is very, very common. Anyone listening to this episode, Greg and Tasmin on this call, burnout, we've probably all experienced that, or we know what that's like when we're working ourselves to the bone because we're like, or what I hear a lot of is, that person's got a great work ethic, they're always working, they're always striving. And yeah, sometimes we get so focused on that success, we get so focused on that target, that we kind of forget about ourselves. So that is why I am talking about what I am talking about. And my tip, so obviously on the night, it's not on the night, I need to get that out of my brain, in the afternoon, I will be giving you lots, I'll be sharing my own experience, giving tips and strategies that will help in lots of different aspects. But my one conference tip to look after yourself and avoid burnout is remember that you can say no. So I remember when I went to Brighton SEO for the first time, I would come back exhausted, probably poorly, not wanting any more human interaction because I just said yes to everything without checking in with myself first and being like, is this something that I actually want to do?
Yeah.
Conferences, and it's not just Brighton SEO, conferences are busy. You don't have to say yes to everything. Cherry pick, prioritize what you want to say yes to. And don't feel bad if there is something going on and you're like, do you know what? My social battery is empty. I just need to go home, get some ice cream, put something on Netflix or chat to my partner. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to do everything. So my tip for avoiding burnout during conferences will be that. Greg, you are the grand finale. What? Talk to us about, yeah, with the symbols.
You know, it's funny that part of my talk is going to be focused on how to speak at conferences if you so desire as part of career progression, because the burnout thing is, it's real. And like, I have burnout on speaking at conferences. 2 years ago, I spoke at 32 conferences between January and December. 32. Now, a lot of that was just domestic stuff in the US where it was like an overnight thing where I'd leave the night before, I'd get up and do my talk the next morning and then fly home the next day. So I'm gone 24 hours. But it's still a lot of time to be gone from home. And I do a pretty significant amount of international travel. And most of those are at least a week, because it's brutal to fly, you know, 8 to 12 hours and be there for a day or two and then come home. And so I got burned out and I had to tell everybody at work, like, I don't want to speak so much anymore. Like, I want to keep it at, I mean, realistically, I'd say 5 or 6, but it's probably going to be like 8 to 10 a year moving forward, which is still a lot. But I get, you know, you do get that burnout of, you know, you're at the event and there's so many people that you want to hang out with and so many events and so many dinners. And sometimes you do have to just say, no, I'm just going to go eat dinner, you know, with one friend or by myself, and then go back to the room and recharge the battery for the next day. Like, that's really important. But yeah, so Tasman starts with the right mindset for career progression. You then take it into working smarter, not harder, avoiding burnout, etc. And then I take it into actually thinking about the future, because so many people are so focused on the now. Like, what do I need to do to be better at my job now? But you're not thinking about career progression and how do you get there? And you want to visualize that, because like Tasman said just a minute ago, she wasted decades thinking, if I just work really hard and do good things, people will notice me and give me that next opportunity. And unfortunately, that's not how it really works. So you do need to be visible. And so that's a lot of what I'm going to talk about. And I'm going to talk about using, there's so many great networking and peer groups out there now, like Women in Tech SEO, or like the SEO community that Noah Lerner has put together. So finding the right groups that you vibe with and meeting those people and having the opportunity to Slack chat somebody or email somebody or call somebody. If you run into a problem, there's people that will pop me an email and be like, I don't know if you remember, but I talked to you at Brighton SEO 5 years ago and I have this question. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I don't remember, but yeah, we chat and that's fine. I'll help you out. Like, you know, I'm not going to be like, I don't know you. I'm not going to help. So it's finding the right peers to connect with that can help you level up your career through knowledge or through experience. It's building your own personal brand is going to be part of what I'm talking about too, because that kind of speaks to what Tasman was talking of just doing the work. You don't necessarily get noticed, but if you build your brand and people know who you are, then that helps you when you move on to your next job. Because let's face it, people aren't really going to stay at the same company for multiple years. Typically, people are going to jump from one job to the next. And so as you move up, having your own personal brand, and that doesn't necessarily mean you're speaking at conferences, but having that voice out there where people kind of know who you are helps you take the next step and get that bigger, better job that you so desire. And then finally, part of that building your own brand becomes, how do you get to speak at conferences? Because I've been doing Brighton for so many years, every year people are like, man, how do I want to speak here? Like, I don't know what to do. And Sarah, like you just said, everybody's got their own unique perspective to add. And everyone can speak at a conference if they want to. You don't have to. But hey, if you are someone that wants to speak at a conference, here's some tips that I've learned over the years that will help you get noticed and get to speak at more conferences so that you build that brand and you use that as a stepping stone to make more money and have a better job that you don't have to work 80 hours a week at in the future.
That all sounds wonderful. And I'm very excited for your talk as well. I'm so glad. I feel a little bit so appreciative that I'm working with you two, because yeah, like, this is going to be a great talk. We're going to cover so many angles and you're going to go away enriched and with so much that you can implement straight away. Greg, just like I asked Tasmin, so of course, when you do your talk, it will be relevant to lots of different times and situations. But what one specific quick tip would you give those coming to Brighton SEO that they can do when they're there to help with their career progression? What would be that one thing?
Wow.
Not to put you on the spot here.
Yeah, not to put me on the spot. Like, it's hard to pick just one. I think the biggest tip that I would give is the same biggest tip that I gave when Brighton a few years ago asked me to put a video together for them to use in marketing of how to get the most out of Brighton SEO. And I remember the video because Kelvin just shared it on LinkedIn yesterday or the day before and was like, hey, for everybody coming, here's a great video that Greg gave you of how to get the most out of your experience. And I think if I had to pick just one thing, I think the biggest mistake that people make is either they're coming to Brighton SEO by themselves and they just don't know anybody, so they just hang out by themselves. Or they're coming to Brighton SEO with a couple of coworkers / friends and they just hang out with that little small group of people. And, you know, it's time for lunch. You go have lunch just by yourself or with those two or three people from work. And it's time for the pub after the conference is over on Thursday or Friday and you go hang out with just those people in your own little table in the corner of the pub, or you have the party at the end of the pier and you decide not to go because I just don't really know anybody and it would be weird to go by myself and not know anybody, or hey, maybe I'm here just with you two and we're friends and like we don't really know anybody, so do we really want to go to this party, or like why don't we just go eat dinner by ourselves and leave? So I think the biggest tip is to break out of your comfort zone and talk to more people. Like Tasmin said a minute ago, go introduce yourself to 50 people. I'm not saying you have to do that, but don't be afraid to talk to other people. The connections that you make and the conversations that you have outside of listening to a talk at the conference is actually where all the learning happens. And that's the best part of the conference. Like most of us that speak all the time, we always tell people you learn more at the pub or at dinner talking to the speakers or talking to other attendees than you do in the actual conference talks. Mm-hmm. So my big advice is break out of that comfort zone, talk to other people, go sit with other people at lunch, go hang out with other people at the pub or the parties afterwards. Expand that group of people because you never know who you might get in touch with later. I was just talking to somebody the other day about how like this, like they had MozCon today in London, right? Because they're doing MozCon in London and New York this year instead of just in Seattle. This is the first time I'm going to miss MozCon since 2012. That was the first time I ever went. And the first time I went, I randomly sat by a guy the first day who I talked to, and then we had lunch together. We're still in touch now, and I've never seen him at another conference again, but we're still in touch, and we follow each other on Facebook and Instagram, and we still talk periodically. There are so many people out there that I've met through the years of back when I wasn't really speaking at conferences all the time, but just attending conferences, people that I met that I'm still in touch with, that I still talk to. And I think that's the biggest thing that you can get out of an event like Brighton is to just meet other really smart people that you then have the opportunity to talk to again in the future. Maybe you've got a problem. Maybe you pick up the phone and go, hey, remember we just talked at Brighton a few months ago. I ran into this roadblock. What do I do? What would you do? Like, that's invaluable.
So there's two, I love that bit of advice. And there's two things that have instantly come to mind. And it is get out of your head in a sense of no one is going to judge you for starting a conversation and saying hi, especially if you notice someone else is on their own. any time that I've been in any situation where I've been on my own and someone has come and started a conversation with me, I am so thankful. I am so thankful that someone has done that for me. So yeah, get out of your head and be like, oh, I can't go and talk to that person because what if this and what if that? Like, everyone, the reason that you go to conferences is to connect. So don't be afraid. Put yourself out there. And also, your net worth is in your network is another good saying that comes to my brain. Like, opportunities happen by making connections. Putting yourself out there, going outside your comfort zone. Like, there is so much that's happened for me, and it's come off the back of meeting someone randomly at a conference and all of this
stuff. Like our presentation.
There you go. This whole reason that we're here today. So you make opportunities happen by putting yourself out there and connecting with people. Tasmin, any final thoughts as well on this?
Try and have some fun, you know. Don't take it too seriously. Be yourself. So the first time I went to Brighton, I was the oldest person in the SEO team, never went. I was so worried about what I was wearing. I said to them, do I need to buy a hoodie? Do I need to buy a pair of trainers? And they said, no, just come as yourself. And I did. And I think that's something I want to leave people with, that yes, it's big, yes, there's lots of people, but don't feel that you've got to be anybody but you.
Do you know what? I have one more.
Oh, go for it. Go.
Besides not breaking out of your own personal zone, like I said earlier, don't be afraid to talk to speakers. Because a lot of people, you know, you see somebody, especially at Brighton, where you got that massive stage in the main room, and you see somebody talking on that massive stage, and then you're like, oh man, I'd really love to meet that person. Like, I followed them online, or maybe you didn't know who they were before the talk, but the talk just blew you away and you thought it was great. And then you just see the line of people waiting to talk to them afterwards, and you just don't say anything. Like, remember, the speakers, we're just people. Like, we're just normal people. And go up and strike up a conversation. You know, don't be afraid to talk to them because you saw them on the stage. Like, we're all just normal people and we're happy to talk to you. The whole reason I go to a conference like Brighton SEO, like, I don't get leads out of Brighton. I don't come to Brighton for business. I come to Brighton because I'm trying to share my knowledge and help other people in their career. So I'm happy to talk to you. Don't be afraid to talk to the speakers. You'll get so much more out of it.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate, everyone is just human. Speakers are just human. And the fact that these humans or these speakers have come to share their knowledge, of course they're going to be up for like a bit of chit-chat afterwards. I think I saw an opportunity, first time bumping into John Mueller at Brighton SEO, and I think my conversation started with something around cheese or something very random. Can't remember now. But yes, like, these people are just people. Because usually after a talk, there will be a queue of people. So make the most of, if you're just walking around and you happen to bump in to a speaker, use that opportunity and like have a conversation with them. They're humans, connection, all of that lovely stuff. Right, I am going to have to call it, folks, because we have gone over time. We always say this, Tasmin. I think we just need to, you know, expand how long our episodes are. But Greg and Tasmin, I have thoroughly enjoyed this episode with you both. Very pumped for our session. And Greg, reminder of the details. When can people come to our talk? When are we and where are we?
So we're at like 3:30, maybe 20 after, something like that. 3:45, I don't know. Just after 3:00, Friday afternoon in Syndicate 1 and 2.
There you go.
And make sure you get there early because there is less seating in the Syndicate rooms than there are in Auditorium 1 and Auditorium 2. And if you want to come to this talk, make sure you get there early so you get a good seat and you don't have to stand up or you don't get locked out of the room.
Well, I was just going to say that. I think they've got more strict because back in the day, I remember lots of people sitting on the floor if there wasn't a seat. But so the conference in April, if there was no seats, you weren't allowed to stay.
Yeah, they shut the doors.
Yeah, so be mindful of that. And it's a no-brainer. Why would you not come? You get to come and hang out with me, Greg and Tasman.
Yeah, exactly.
And talk about all of this very important stuff. So, yes, right. Before we wrap up, thank you, Greg, for joining us for the SEO Mindset podcast. It's been fabulous. Very much pumped for this session. And yes, Tasman, my brain's gone to mush. How can people support us? I've forgotten.
They can support us by giving us a donation via the link in the show notes.
Of course.
They can follow us on socials. And please, please, please share the episode with anybody in your life who is interested in progressing their career.
Yes, and if you are talking to someone, they're like, oh, I'm going to Brighton SEO, I have decision paralysis on the talk, send them this episode.
Exactly.
Yeah. And head to the show notes. Everything that we reference will be in the show notes. So always go there because then you'll be signposted to all the things that we've spoken about. Right, Greg, Tasman, you wonderful humans, shall we say goodbye and until next time?
We shall.
Goodbye until next time.
Thanks again for having me on the show.